Do you feel like your business is running your life instead of the other way around? I'm Roy Castleman. I've built multiple seven-figure companies, worked across continents, and coached high-performing entrepreneurs. But I've also been completely burnt out. At one point, I was barely seeing my daughter, drowning in stress, and one step away from walking away from it all. That's when I made a decision to build a business and a life that works for me. The journey became Elevate 360. A system to help business owners reclaim their time, find their energy again, and get back in control without sacrificing growth. And this podcast, Power Movers, is where I share real stories behind that shift. Each week, you'll hear from entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders who've walked through the fire and come out of the other side with clarity, courage, and a system that works. If you're ready to build a business that gives you more life instead of taking it away, you're in the right place. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to the show. Today we have Lloyd with us. I found Lloyd's platform called Pixel Mojo, and it's about how to look at your website from the point of view of SEO and geo. How do you actually get found on these large language models? Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Roy. Thanks for having me in your podcast. And thanks for trying out the platform. Glad you liked it. Hopefully it solves things related to LLM visibility.
No, it was, the proof was that my large language model told me to go and look at it. That was pretty good. Let's go back though. Let's go hear a little bit about your history. So you're in the Philippines?
Yeah, I'm in Philippines. Yeah, that's correct.
And you've been doing AI for a while?
Yeah, I started AI since OpenAI sent a beta. I think that was 2023, early 2023.
The same journey, I started there as well. Yeah. And before that, what were you doing?
I'm a UI UX designer and a developer, hands-on developer. So when AI comes, I was able to adjust. The transition was easy because in my work, I treat AI like a mediator, coding or doing visuals. I treat AI like a mediator. I'm still the one who decides what to AI should do. I'm the one who train it what to do. Like in my platform, the AI is trained for best practice in development in Python, in C, in Java. It's trained to do that one according to the standard. It's the same way that humans learn, right? When we learn development, we look at the reference book, we look at the coding standards, so train my AI to do the same.
I think there are so many people at the moment looking at AI and saying, okay, I'm going to press a couple of buttons and it's going to do it all for me. They see it as a 90% tool, and I think that's the wrong way to look at it. You have to keep the ownership. You have to be the architect of the entire project, and then you have to keep the AI on track, right?
You have to monitor what it's doing because in coding, even in Cloud Code, out of the box, Cloud Code is the best out there, right? But still, it makes mistakes.
I've been playing with Codex the last week.
OpenAI Codex is also good.
I've been quite impressed. Most of these people listening don't really know much about this stuff. So we'll go down to the basics. This idea that you have to keep your power, right?
We are still the one who decides. We are still the one who tell AI what to do. AI is just a mediator. It's helping us do things that are repeatable. AI will just do whatever we ask it to do, right?
And the problem is, as humans, we sometimes don't speak very clearly or ask very clearly.
It's nothing different like in the time of ActionScript in Flash, right? If you know the Flash, the one that those flashy animation, the concept with ActionScript is that you should be able to type codes that ActionScript can understand, right? That time they are complicated. The code is complicated. But now it's the same thing with AI. You're talking to a machine, right? You have to talk in a structured way that the AI can understand. The thing with AI is that if it's not trained well, so it only remembers the beginning and the end, but it will always miss the middle, right? So that's why for AI, we need something that AI can recall its memory, right?
I've just set up a bunch of Obsidian wikis and I'm building that in to make it more clear what I'm working on, what's important. For us humans, I started doing about a year ago, is I used Notion as a database. Yeah. And what that allowed me to do when I connected to Claude, just Claude AI, was I connect my Notion to my Claude. And now as I'm talking, I'm like, go and build me a database for this. Because within the AI, there's a real problem with context window. After maybe six conversations, it forgets the one before that. If it says, oh, there's a good idea, you should go and do this, and you start doing that, it forgets everything beforehand. So this is why you have to keep it on track and you have to offload the memory somewhere else.
We call it state management. Like we're doing it in a way that AI can remember what it does, right? For my setup in my dev environment, I have a setup in my local machine that the Cloud Code is saving memory in my local machine. I have also another memory that is saving it for 7 days, and then it's clearing that one every 7 days. So I fix the state management. It's important for me when I have to update the IDE or close the Cloud Code itself. It has to remember what it's doing before I close it, right?
All of these things, as we go forward, these things will get better and better.
Yeah.
So many people I talk to, there's two types of people. One says, I'm just going to wait 6 months because it's all going to be different.
Just 1 week, it will be different.
But the challenge then is you don't, for me, AI has taught me so much about how I need to communicate better, about
Yeah.
how it can help me think better, right?
Yeah,
It
correct.
really opened up my thinking because you can run multiple different windows at the same time and you can be doing 10 different projects and it keeps, So you can do that human thing of thinking critically much better if you don't have all the mess in your mind.
And also what's challenging there, right? Because now in the age of AI, we can do things faster than how we used to. Our mind is stretched. Like just a few weeks ago, I told you I'm working with my API. These things usually takes weeks if I'm doing research, but for AI, it's just taking days, right? However, there's still some challenges happen. Sometimes codes breaks. What I'm saying there is that our thinking is keeping up with the AI. If the AI is deciding quick, we also have to decide quick.
Pushing us.
What happened to me is that there was a time that I was doing something in the platform, the observability layer, because it's something that I have to get out there to support some, because I have 70 users in the platform, right? And if there's someone who has an issue, it's a challenge to manually solve them one by one. So I installed the observability layer. I have the LangFuse running. So it's challenging because the challenge there is I have to install it, make it work without breaking the existing build, right? Because they don't want anyone sending me an email, look, give us a refund. It's not working.
Let's talk about your business. You've been helping people with AI for a while. It's only 3 months in now.
Yeah, just a couple of months for my platform. Yeah.
And this inspires me because a solo entrepreneur, you're doing this yourself with developers and external contractors, and you're able to stand up a new business, get it out there, and be doing something and making money in a couple of months. That was never possible before.
I didn't expect it. I guess it's because of a solution that the platform offers, right? And the value that they get from the platform. They have the page freshness tool. It's a free tool. Give out your email, you can do your audit. Even if it's a free tool, it gives value to the people, right? It's free and it gives value. So I think that's why I was able to convert some users. They see the value up front. And when they're paying, it's a friendly price, right? Because it's built for people like me who start up or medium or small business. They can see the value. If someone who has internal team, like you have a developer team, and then you scan your website, there's already a prompt that will help you put it in Cursor or in Codex. It will solve the problem for you, right?
And I think there's two things. Firstly, I found you because my Claude Code found you online. So what you're putting out there is working, right? And
I have an answer engine. I built my own answer engine. The reason for that is that AI, they make up any answer, right? I have to make sure that the answer that the LLM is giving is accurate. So I built an API for that one. So whenever somebody.
I think people that start a business, the first thing is how do you find clients, right? This is the
Yeah,
first
correct.
pain. It's how do you find clients? And then when you found a client, how do you give them something valuable for free so that they can see, okay, this is what I want? And how do you then look after them and support them at the same time as you have to grow and all of these things. So this journey of building a business, while it can be much faster now, it's always the same journey, right? How do you grow and scale and get your business to where you want it to be?
Yeah, it's really challenging. And as I told you, I didn't expect that I'll have this much users. It's just suddenly start from 10 and then becomes 20s. And then when the build is out there, like what you experience when you first use the platform, it's working well in our local machine. It's working well in my account, but the production environment is variable. There are so many unexpected things that's happening. So that's the reason why I put the observability layer in the platform.
We were going to do this podcast last week, but you had the flu.
I had the flu last week. I'm tired.
Because you've built the observability layer, your website is now self-healing. It goes
Yeah.
through this whole process of finding the
Yeah,
problem,
right.
fixing the problem, and sending
Yeah.
you a message saying, can I send this email to the client, right?
It fixed the problem. It identified the problem. It fixed the problem. And then human handover is that the agents say, I discovered this problem to this client. This is the
Yeah.
solution. Shall we send the email? I'll just say yes because I made a mobile app for my back end so I can control it in my mobile.
I had a conversation last week with a potential client, and we were going through this conversation and seeing what he's doing with marketing, and he's a marketing company. What I was doing myself was the same as his 14 people were doing.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's taken me a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of understanding to build that up. But this is where we're going. This is where the future is. Yeah. It's undoubtedly taken, if you had done this 2 years ago, the building, the planning, the structuring, all the things would have taken you way longer.
I can relate to that because transitioning from agentic coding AI, we have one project. It's a track and trace project for a client. It took us 6 months to complete that one. There's already vibe coding in that one, but it's not like how it is now. So I think if we will do it now, it will just take us a month to do that or less.
The other day I was on Instagram, TikTok, and I saw this thing called plank dancing. So plank dancing is when you go into a plank position and you do these crazy moves. And I thought that's fun. So it's a bit more interesting than, I don't like doing the plank. It's hard to do the plank, but I can do that. And the shanty song, the Wellerman shanty song, it's like a sea shanty. It's had 19 million views across social media. So I was like, wow, let me find an app and somebody can teach me an app. I went looking for an app and there's no app. So I'm like, what? If there's no app, maybe somebody's got the domain name and there's nobody got the domain name. So I bought the domain name. The same day, I went onto my Claude Code and I'm like, okay, I need to build a website. And within 2 hours, I had the website up. I had the, and so now over the next couple of months, I'm literally going to build this out again on Codex or on Claude Code and just show people what's possible. Because you don't, I think it's important to understand you don't need to know that much, but you do need to know how to stay the boss of the agent. You do need to know what you want done and what are the right questions to ask.
Correct. That's important, the right questions, right? Because when, for example, the agent, you didn't prompt the correct question, sometimes it misinterprets, it drifts, right? Especially if it's in the middle of the task. What I normally do is, for example, I have the API, right? I have a sequence of prompt that I already list. The reason for that's the same way I will do it when I doing code, manual code. I write it down in my note. Those sequence of a prompt that I will do. So the agent can already get that we're doing this, but it can also be done in plan mode, but I'd rather do it in my method because I can control the output of the agent. But sometimes it failed. When it failed, we need to accept it, just restore from the Git, do it all over again. Yeah, experimenting how talking, the way of
And
talking.
you only get that understanding by doing it, right?
Yeah.
You have to step through the steps. And I
Yeah.
think the big opportunity that's out there at the moment is that if you have a skill, it doesn't matter what the skill is, if you have a skill that has a human element to it. And most of these skills, I'm a business coach. Where I'm better is having conversations with people, understanding the problems, challenging them for how do they get better. Where I'm not so good is doing social media posts, doing all these other things. If the AI can actually help me do those things I'm not good at, I have more time to do the things I enjoy doing.
Just repeatable task. AI can really support that one. Before, I know we have the Claude Cowork, right? But for me, I buy own using a Claude Agent SDK. The reason for that is when the start of Cowork, I'm a bit afraid of the security because of OpenClaw. So I'll just build my own, right? Claude Cowork is more secure now, so I might transition for that. But I like building my own. Like, I have my own a summary of my tasks that I have to do for the day, reminders for the weekend, even my athletic performance, like cycling, my running, the algorithm, because I connect it in my Garmin. So those things, AI can really support that.
And I think that's the future we're going into, is
That's
as
it.
everybody gets less scared of AI, and it's starting to happen now. I think what I see happening is there are lots of businesses using AI, but all they're doing, that you ask them, you have AI, you're using it, and they are, but they've got one chatbot or their staff use ChatGPT to ask it questions. They're not, there's a real fear from the staff that AI is going to take my job.
Yeah, that happened.
What I'm really encouraging people to do is, how do you have your staff do 10 times more work with 4 hours a day that they have off? Because that's what's possible now. You can do 10 times more work. When you go to your staff member and say, I want to work out exactly what it is you do so we can get AI to help you, so you can do the things that you enjoy more, not work as hard, that's the outcome that I see will change the world.
I think the strategy looking forward for the AI is that AI can do the repeatable things and the strategic thinking, the innovation, to be human side, right? It's always human.
If you're going to go and do UX, if you're going to go and do UX, UI, you're going to do branding, there's an element in that has to be human, right?
Yeah, correct,
Yeah.
correct.
If you're going to be, there's so many in every job, there's the parts that need to be human. If you're
Correct.
having customer service conversations, some of it can maybe be done by AI, but most of it should be human.
There was a branding that I was doing in the past. I let AI do blogger studies for me. But at the end, I'm the one who do it by hand. I use AI because I need to see inspiration, something new, some experiments that would have take a lot of time. So when I already decided what I really want to do and what the client likes, that's the one that I did. So it saves me a lot of time because back in the days we're searching in Behance and then Dribbble searching there. However, AI is giving us targeted output. Like, for example, I need this logo. So it saves a lot of time. Although I do the brand, the AI helped me with the concept, I still do the last touch, like you say, human.
You need to bookend with AI. So you need to start with human, let AI do something, go more human, let AI do something, and then end with human. Because otherwise, like you said, it will drift.
It's really important, even in content writing, right? It needs to have a human review before getting published. Like in my article, when I'm posting my article, I still have to check it because I need to check it for if the external links are correct, if the terms are correct.
Yeah, for sure.
But still, it saves me a lot of time.
So, looking forward, just before we close, where would you like your company to be in 6 months' time?
Well, for now, I think my business radar is the platform that it has strong potential. Hoping I can onboard more clients. They see the benefit of the platform. Open to partnerships for companies who likes to use the platform and do some web projects with clients that my radar is the back end. That's what I have in my website. Radar is my back end. We have monitoring. I can monitor what terms in my website are getting traffic and what LLM prompt that viewers are using to discover my website, and I capitalize on that one. I'm catching the prompts. I'm putting it in my back end.
I wish you very well going forward, and we'll catch up in 6 months' time. Maybe you've got 1,000, maybe you've got 2,000 users by then, but I think it'll be very good.
I hope so. I'm working hard for this one to get it out there, help as much people as I can. See the benefit of the platform.
Right, thanks. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Roy. Thank you very much.
For listening to Power Movers, the podcast from All the Power, where our mission is to help business owners reclaim their time, reset their energy, and live the life they love. If this episode sparked something for you, your next step is simple. Take the fit check at allthepower.co.uk. It's a short clarity tool that helps you see where you are, what's getting in the way, and what might be possible if you have the right system. When you're ready, come and join the tribe. Power Movers start with our signature framework called Elevate 360, a system built to help you escape survival mode, create structure, and move forward with power. Just remember, everything we share here is based on real stories, experience, and frameworks. It's not personal business advice. Always speak to a coach or advisor before making big decisions. Because in the end, it's about more than business. It's about building a life that you actually love. I'm Roy Castleman, and I'll see you in the next episode.